Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 to 9 with me, Tigo. And if you're sitting there right now and you're watching it live, I understand. You could be watching it in 2035. But if you're watching it the second Monday of March, 2024, you know what time it is. John Suzuki is here. And today we're going to talk about choices. Do you believe we have any? I do. Sit right there. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You heard me right. Our VIP expert, our finding better expert is in the house, John Suzuki, and he wants to talk about choices. It is close to lunchtime, but I don't think that's what he means. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, Tigo, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you for having me back.
What's for lunch? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about choices. What do you mean?
Well, you know, I wrote this book. It's called American Grit. From a Japanese-American concentration camp rises an American war hero. And just to put it on the table, concentration camps in America did happen during World War II. And they were race-based concentration camps where Americans of Japanese ancestry were incarcerated in these camps during World War II for nothing more than being Japanese of Japanese ancestry. And, choices. So, one of the things that I discovered as I'm writing this book was amazing stories of human survival, amazing stories of what people did and the dynamics of the human condition. And, you know, these people were thrown, imagine one day that you are, the country of your ancestry is, does something incredibly egregious against the United States, and then you and your family are thrown into a concentration camp out in the middle of nowhere. You lose everything. And suddenly your home is a shack made out of lumber and tar paper. The toilets are holes in the ground. 100 plus degree weather in the summertime, sub-freezing temperatures in the wintertime. It's terrible, right? And so imagine yourself in those circumstances.
Wow.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? This is where choices come in, right? You can be and the folks there had a choice, and a lot of people chose to be victims. They chose to blame the government or blame other people or blame something else on their circumstances, and they became victims. In fact, some people actually committed suicide because they were so distraught.
Right.
On the other hand, there were others, and this is what I want to talk about. There were others who chose to not be a victim, to not blame others, but to take control over their circumstances and figure out how to make their life better. And so, I mean, this is in the worst conditions in America that you could think of, a concentration camp. And my story about these people follows men who actually volunteered when the United States Army came to the camps looking for volunteers to fight and die for the United States, which, by the way, was the same army that put them in those camps to begin with, and the same army that kept their families imprisoned while they went off to war. These guys volunteered, thousands of them, to fight and die, and they went on to join what became the most decorated war unit in the United States for its size and duration in the history of this country. And many of their beginnings were in concentration camps.
But and why? So, why? Join. I mean,
why did they join?
In hell on earth.
They were on hell on earth. Because they needed to. They decided that they needed to do something to prove that Americans of Japanese ancestry could be as loyal Americans as anybody else. And so they decided that the way that they would do that was to join the army and go kick butt. And that's what they did. I mean, there was a bunch of guys that became Medal of Honor recipients. I mean, listen, I mean, so some people chose to be victims. Other guys went on to become the most decorated war heroes in the history of this country. And so, you know, you think about that and you think about your own life, right? Mm-hmm. We all have problems. Every day is a problem. But at the same time, every day is an opportunity. And so you can look at that. It's a really interesting look at the dynamics of what some people did on one side and what other people did on the other side. And so as we go through, you know, our own lives, right, the idea mm-hmm. is stop the blame. If you're in that camp, because blaming others for our circumstances can be among the most disempowering things we can do.
Right.
Because it then takes your life and basically gives it to somebody else. And if we can all understand that our lives, your life, Tego, your life, my life, everything that's happening, my life to this day, is a result of choices and decisions that I've made. Some people have a really hard time with that because they go, no, I was born with the wrong parents. You know, that's one thing we cannot control, right? You can blame everything on something. But the minute we make that choice that says, you know what, I'm going to set aside the victimhood. I'm going to stop blaming something else for my
right.
problems, and I'm going to take responsibility and try to take as much control over it. That becomes, I'll never forget the day that I was driving down the road one day. I had two small children. I had a mortgage that was just through the roof. And I'm driving past these multi-million-dollar houses going, how in the heck, right? And I said, I've got kids I've got to feed. I've got a mortgage I got to support. I got a boss I can't stand. And life is miserable. And at that moment, I realized, you know what? My misery is my choice. My misery is my choice. I can choose to be out of this right now. And the very next day, I called up my wife and I said, hey, honey, let's have lunch. And I told her, I said, just want to let you know that I left my letter of resignation on my boss's desk just before I left for lunch. And I stopped blaming my boss. And I said, you know what? We're moving on. And that was the most empowering and the most amazing moment of my life. And from that moment on, I've designed my own life. And so, you know, it's the choices. Be empowered and know that you can choose. Know that it's okay to want more for your life.
And, you know, I believe, and maybe we'll do this later in the year, I believe we could do an entire panel on this topic. And
oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it would be a great debate between, you know, is it choices? Is it not? Is it fate? Is it? You know, I think it would be absolutely amazing to do that. Maybe we should put one together because that would be very much interesting.
I would love it.
Yeah, I think it would be absolutely interesting because I know there's 15 questions in my head. We could sit here the rest of the day going, well, what about this? What about that?
And absolutely.
You know, people that believe, well, yes, yeah, some things are choices and some things are fate and some things are DNA and some things are your path and blah, blah, blah. So it would be very interesting to just have that panel. That's something I
absolutely
think,
and this opened my eyes today. This is what I'll say to that, right? Whatever your life has been, and whatever you attribute your life to this very moment, it's your choice to change.
Now that I agree.
right? It's your choice. You absolutely. From this moment on, you can change it. You can choose to take a different path. You can choose to say, you know what? I'm not gonna trust fate. I'm gonna set my own goals. I'm gonna set my own path, right? And so if you agree with that, Tego, then just rewind the tape and you go, okay, so what if I chose this at that particular point in time? Would my life be different? Probably.
I love it.
Anyway, yeah.
So before we get cut off, because you know that's my brother's sport, keep his finger over the button. Tell everybody how they find your podcast, Finding Better, and when it's on.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. It is on whenever you want to see it. It's called Finding Better, and it's on 13 different platforms. My YouTube channel is Finding Better Podcast. And you can also find more information about me and my book right there, on johnsuzuki.com. So thank you, Tigo.
You're the best, John. I hope you come back and hang out with us again. I've loved these 3 months. You are absolutely amazing.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, everybody. I know you didn't get to write it down. You don't know where to look. By now, don't you know you go to Tigo Direct, you type in John, you type in Grit, you type in Suzuki. You could probably type in Choices. He'll come up, send him a message, say, hey, John, how do I find your book? How do I find your podcast? He'll answer you. That's all you got to do. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tigo. I'll talk to you next time.